Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to talk about the inexistence of the very shark as well as the inexistence of the very situation. This may sound a bit off, but whenever you look at the shark book, there you find sentences like sharks are this, sharks do that, and so on and so on. It is as if whatever one can say about one animal also goes not just for the respective species, but for all the other sharks as well. It's like, really, if you know one shark, you know all of them. And this creates a huge problem. Each shark has its own brain, does its own behavior and its own character traits, and that will not be the same for another shark of the same species. So I hope you see where I'm going with this. Take the white shark, for example. I think we can agree that this is the species that most people would not want to meet out there. But this dislike is not based on the species as such, but due to the very few interactions, encounters that caused problems in the past. Here as well, the character traits of a few is accepted to reflect the traits of the entire species. Does that mean we have to assume that every specimen of every species act differently among us? In theory, yes, but not so in reality. But not because it doesn't exist, but because the changes are very subtle and we cannot really notice them. You will always find nuances between the individuals, but they are not too different in most cases. So you really have to spend a lot of time among sharks of the same species in order to see slight or small differences. Granted, the differences can be huge. Like some sharks take off right away in the vicinity of human beings, while others come closer to check us out. So here you have one shark that does one thing and the other does the opposite. Of course, then it's really quite a spectrum from getting closer to taking off. But most of the time, it's much more subtle. So it is important when talking, quote unquote, a shark, that you make sure you understand that what you just saw should not be used in general for the entire species. It is crucial in understanding sharks. Here I should actually now say it's crucial in understanding the different specimen of the different species that we look at as many specimens as possible. The more individuals of one species we are looking at any in any circumstances, the more exact the range of the behavior is, or the action or the reaction becomes. Here's an example. Although I have plenty of experience with some species out there, my exposure to mako sharks is rather limited. All encounters so far that I had were maybe 30-second affairs, where the shark either swam around me, didn't actually go around, or then just passed a few times. I've seen this maybe 30, 40 times. What can we learn from that? Well, that the shark actually passes by and does some go-arounds. So overall, not much. And for sure, we cannot extrapolate to the entire species. So whenever someone goes diving and then sees something that a shark does, it is not worth mentioning beyond an observation of an individual animal in an individual situation. And that remains that way until the same person sees additional specimen of the species doing a similar behavior in a similar situation. Then the person can value away the situation that he had in the first time and see, is this behavior now true for all the other encounters or not? It is these type of scenarios that throws me curveballs all the time when I teach. Before each workshop, I ask participants if they have already seen sharks and what experience they had. The question I should really ask, of course, is what impressions they had while interacting with an individual animal of such and such species. So you see where I'm going with it, right? In most cases, the encounters they had was, for example, a passing shark. But it could be that this passing of this specimen that then reflects the attitude the person has to an entire group of shark species. For example, if the shark came a little close, a little too close for the person's comfort, person got scared, and now not just this very situation is scary, but all the other interactions down the road will be scary, or it reflects the attitude of the entire species. It is a problem we have when observing animals. What we see is what we assume then goes on for the rest of the species or even the entire group of species. So since we have to differ between individual specimens, the same is true for a particular situation. Although we don't see it, but no situation is ever the same, even when we repeatedly feel it so. Most of the time, the differences are just too small to see. But the importance is that we should never drop our guard just because we just encounter a shark in a particular situation, and now a second one appears, seemingly behaving the same. That we can accept now the two specimens may not act the same, the situation is also never the same. So just because you have experienced a shark in a certain situation does not mean that the same environmental factors are present a few seconds or minutes later. Of course, most of the time, the changes are not visible, and that is good, but we should always be aware of that. Take hand feeding, for example. Most of the time, the sharks approach a handler from a certain side, position themselves in one way or another, because they know that way they're gonna get food. So how often or how rarely do we observe what the now receiving shark went through before it happened to be the first in line? What I mean is that even the act of hand feeding seems identical, or at least very similar, to the situation before. A shark's mental state may not be the same because it may just had to interact with another shark for dominance and is now starting to relax. So maybe the shark right before did not have to fight, was completely relaxed. This one now is just coming down while being fed. Whenever we interact with sharks, we should, 1, always be aware that we deal with a particular specimen in a unique situation. 2, that there is always a difference between the animal we just encountered and another specimen of the same species. 3, specimen of different species never act the same in the same situation. 4, no situation is the same as the one that just happened or the one that is following, albeit we do not see the difference, and so on. It is crucial when being among sharks of any species that we learn to observe and not just watch. Although we often say bird watching, whale watching, we should call it bird observing or whale observing, because we do not look at the animal but rather see a video over several seconds. Observe. So watching is like seeing a picture where the situation is frozen, while the observing we see is an actual development of the very situation. Whenever I teach a class, I put special emphasis on the difference between watching and observing, even more so when I have photographers with me. Although they have the eye for a shot, it's of course a frozen situation, they often lack the patience to just observe without taking any picture. That does not mean they are jeopardizing themselves in any way, but they likely miss the nuances between two or more animals of the same shark species. Sharks are individuals that come in all sizes, ages, and behavior or character traits, which react individually to any situation where we interact with them. Due to that, it is crucial that we always take the time to observe a shark and let the situation develop. Meaning, put the camera aside and just observe the animal. The more we understand what the situation in front of us actually means, the easier it gets to act accordingly or do the right thing in response to a shark's signaling. Of course, many people get a mental block when in front of a shark, what will of course influence their understanding, but keep in mind, there is no dangerous shark but dangerous situations, which we humans always create. So if you're not sure about a shark, learn about the dangerous situations and you will be fine. The rule is, whenever you go out there, as long as you leave a shark enough space, escape routes, you will be fine. It is great to hang out with sharks, and when understanding what they actually communicate, it is even more fun. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.